Greetings, greetings, and salutations. You see, we understand who you are. We understand your power. The question is, do you? This is the offering and entitlement that you have requested, you have earned, and you have decided to deliver to the self. Now, it is important that you reach. It is important that you stretch. It is important that you recognize all that you have already attained, already acquired. Let us be straightforward. Let us be honest. There is a point of equal deliverance. In other words, you would like to arrive, yes? You would like to assume a position of empowerment, of enlightenment, of understanding your true essence and source. We confirm and agree that there is already an outpouring, an outreach of love that is an assertive right, an assertive capacity and strength for each of you to assume, each of you to understand. Do you understand that we did not say acquire? It is because you are no longer in need of acquiring something you do not have. That is the riddle of the day and the hour. To understand that all is being driven by you. In other words, where are you focusing? Where are you seeing? As you will see from past inference, you will see a past cause, a past direction, a past assumption. In other words, let us just say and be frank, there is a new world, a new kingdom, shall we say, that is already an essence, an outpicturing and strength of you. Now we bring forth this relevance because each of you are seers. Each of you can see and stretch beyond the corner, beyond the normal focus, beyond the traditional value. We bring you this guidance because each of you are being asked to do just that. In other words, to go beyond custom normal boundaries, extensions, in English, to be driven by faith. Now, it takes a little bit of learning or acclimation to discover what is going to occur when you step off that curb, when you turn the corner, when you arrive at your heaven-blessed retreat. You see, each of you are entitled to a new understanding of self, to recognize how indeed you operate and always have. Are we making our point? Are you feeling grander, more mature, more empowered? We are reaching out and touching you, you may say, as we adjust to where you now stand, where your performance record now occurs. You must understand this entitlement. You cannot be without it. Without it, you will not give yourself as much as a budge. You will sit in your corner quietly waiting for self to reveal itself. You must understand, however, that it is a pulley system of deliverance. You must request, you must allow, you must insist, shall we say, this new approach, this new system. It takes a little bit of faith. It takes a little bit of attunement. But let us just say, all is already in good working order. Imagine that all of the goods that you need, perhaps a dinner, and you're waiting for the caterer to arrive. Well, it is all in the kitchen, it has been reported. It is for you to sashay in there and allow the distribution and party to commence. We cannot speak for you, but let us just allow a little truth to be edged in, to make the gap appear less of an inconvenience. Let us just say, dear ones, that you are already in the kitchen. The question is, what are you attending to? What are you marveling? Are you reacting to the ego's voice? Are you following past occurrence? Or are you delighted in your newfound comfort, in your new attunement, by proxy. That is the drill, to understand that which has already been allocated for you, to recognize that you are in already an advanced understanding of self. Now, we say advanced from a linear perspective, because of course, where could you go? You are and have always been beautiful. You are near and dear to us as our very approach. Let us just say, we could not exist without you. You and we, you see? There is no error there, then, when you approach us for advancement, for attunement, for recognition. Take pride in this. Take ownership. Allow yourself to glide into this truth, into this remedy. Recognize that all is well in the higher planes. What you are entitled to now is adjusting to this higher recognition, this higher advance. Allow yourselves to skip. Allow yourselves to be encouraged. Allow yourselves to be in joy, in triumph, recognizing that all is one. So when you have a need, you are not waiting for another. You are simply allowing yourselves to fill it. Understand? We have brought forth words. We have brought forth phrases. Most assuredly, we have brought forth love. You are the ones that are creating your new occurrence, your new life. You are the ones that are creating the new paradigm. Pay attention, therefore, on your focus. It is of tremendous value. You may see ones that are tethered to the old paradigm. They will holler at you to focus, pay attention. You see? These are words without an extreme. You may call it bullying. You may call it brainwashing. But understand, it is just an extreme measure of your own holy occurrence. What energies, what focuses have you been attending to? Understand? As you will permit yourselves to be the seers, you will recognize your own abilities and follow suit. You must take ownership. You see, you are not helpless by any means. We are drawing this activation to completion in honor of each of you. You have been entrusted with the gifts of the higher attunements, of the higher focus. We ask you, therefore, to take pride in this recognition, in this advancement, in this highest approach. You have each agreed to reassemble your vision. You have each agreed to step out in faith. You have each agreed to come home to your true self. Now, we cannot come forth in the physical. Well, in truth, we can from time to time. But let us just say, for this exercise, for this purpose, we will be outside of time, guiding you, helping you, reminding you, encouraging you to step up a bit, to acquire a taste for the good life, to no longer follow the brainwashing seemingly without, as well as that which seemingly occurs within. Once you recognize that you make these choices and have choice in each moment, you will follow your due diligence. It will be a cinch. The question is, who do you love? What do you value? What is most important during your day? As you honor love's guidance, you will find your way home, and you will recognize in truth everyone is there waiting to greet you. Allow yourselves to arrive, dear ones. Do not delay. There is no need to find out how the story of good versus evil ends. When you recognize that you are already on the last page. Is it okay to leave a trashy novel? What are you missing, really? This is what we are sending to each of you. A course for your new tomorrow, a correction of past tendencies, an offering to step in to your own assignment, your own cause for celebration. You will marvel at those that will persuade you that it must be difficult, that you must wait, that you must strain, that you must follow the leader, that you must step into form. What if you knew for certain you existed outside of form? Do you need to follow the leader? Or can you create, can you align to the formless and choose a new direction in a moment's cause? You are the cause of your tomorrow's, as you would define your linear focus. You are the cause of celebration when you decide and you declare to align with your heavenly self outside of the linear constraints. You are the cause of each moment. The cause, dear ones, is where you place your focus, your attention. As you reside with faith, as you reside with love, as you reside to know the truth, it will be revealed to you. You are already there. No one can interfere. We bring forth this remedy, therefore, to press on in earnest, to open up and receive, to allow yourselves to step in to your true master awareness. We come daily. You see, we know who you are. We come to you in many disguises, many moments. The help is here, we assure you. The vibration, we applaud you for recognizing the importance of spending this holy, sacred moments with your own holy presence. We are masters, yes, but we are no different than your own master self. So do not feel that you are surrendering your will, your rights, your focus to a teaching outside of you. This, again, is the linear I must seek outside. You are engaging in your own holy remembrance. When you seek for a message from one who seems to have acquired a taste for the good life and has ability to stretch a bit, to provide guidance, recognize that this is coming from you. You have dictated this to be. You have requested this to be. You have decided to unite with an extended aspect of your own self. So when you receive the messages, when you receive the attunements, congratulate yourselves for arriving, for having arrived. You will realize and discover how these small little adjustments take you further and further. It is not what you are doing in form, it is the vibration, the vibrational existence you are willing to align to. How you respond to self, receive yourself in each moment. What a beautiful aspect of myself. You see, this is what will take you into these new timelines that are quite close indeed. So relax, enjoy, play. Play in your new Garden of Eden. Discover your abilities. See with sight anew. We seal this activation, therefore, in recognition of those that are serving the Most High, those that are asserting that all is indeed possible, that are stepping out in courage, in faith, we seal this activation in honor of all those that bring light to those that have forgotten. Let the light fill your heavenly vessel. Let it illuminate your DNA in recognition that truly you are home. And so it is. And they're asking each of us to allow ourselves to be guided even further into our own allowance. They have been helping us each week to recognize that we are the ones that allow. So let us take a moment in prayer and allow ourselves to imagine that we can extend even further into our light, into our truth, into our loveliness. Let us pray. And let us take a breath in and release it fully. And now let us use our imagination to extend ourselves even further into our light, into our truth, into our allowance. Remembering as we believe, so do we endow ourselves, so do we create, so do we manifest. And so it is. I just have to share this. I'm gonna cry. I may cry, I probably will. There is so much appreciation for the devotion that each make. You may feel at times that it's like, are you getting anywhere? Is anyone noticing? Every time we choose the light, every time we watch our ego rather than reacting with ego, every time we react with ego and then we choose again, every time we make the effort to serve love, it is appreciated beyond your current human understanding. These little tiny moments matter more than you could ever imagine. Because the light that we're creating, that we're choosing to hold through our free will, is sent out and extended to all of life. To one that is making a choice whether they're going to slap someone, murder someone, make a decision that leaves people hungry and starving. Your light matters. Every time you choose the light, every time you observe your shadow self, every single moment that we think, you know, the ego plays with us. Yeah, but you got a long ways to go. And that's what it does to defeat us. If you could imagine whatever visualization they're asking us to pick, a visualization. Angels, your favorite master teacher, your own higher self, clapping, applauding, smiling, praying, something. Or in the alternative, imagine that light that you just allowed being extended to all of life, and imagine it turning on the light of all those that have forgotten their way. Or imagine it waking up other multidimensional aspects of yourself, other linear lives, past lives, we like to call it, and suddenly waking up an aspect of you, helping you to make a new choice. They're saying that even a moment's praise, even a moment's acknowledgement will be very far-reaching. In other words, the more we can appreciate with accuracy that that light is recorded and respected and heard and valued and used, the faster we'll be convinced of it and step up. Not that we're lacking. It's just that how much is available is limitless. And we tend to ignore the possibilities because we tend to still abide by the egoic trance. So we want to give equal time, at least, to just cause, to the truth. So we have to, or it serves us, you don't have to do anything, but it serves us to remind ourselves quite often of the effect, of the difference, of what's possible. So much appreciation. It's beyond our human capacity to understand. So they wanted me to share what it is I was witnessing. Okay, so that being said, we are going to move right along and read the chat real quick. Oh, hello. Oh, welcome. So glad you were able to join us. So we'll begin with Sophia and then see how we can be of help to everybody today.
Hi, Nicole. Thank you. Just
they
want me to
know. Okay, one moment, please. And say your first name, please.
Sophia.
Come to the altar regularly. So what they mean, it's a sort of like, here's the plus. The plus is when you do whatever it is you do meditation time, you do prayer work, whatever it is you're doing is of tremendous value. What you don't realize yet is how you're able to come back. So imagine you're at a buffet line and it's just open bar. So in other words, you could go back and back and back and back as often as will delight you. You are going to find a little goes a long way. So the more that you recognize what you're entitled to, the more that whether you come up with a little mantra, a little phrase, a little whatever it is, to just sort of trigger your memory. You're entitled to a true advancement, a true acknowledgement, a true understanding of your alignment with your higher self in ways that will... Oh my gosh, I'm just gonna say my words. It'll turn your life around. I mean, it just will. So the way that you manifest that in your life is, it's not what you're doing, it's how often you go back to truth. Another like goofy way of saying it is to kind of recognize you're a little bit like multiple personality. And what I mean by that is it's sort of like there's an aspect of you that's growing, like, oh my gosh. I just see like an amoeba that just keeps like expanding and expanding and expanding and expanding. And then there's the linear you, and we've talked about that. Like, we're like, it's sort of like, oh, well, we're all human. But what you're going to find is as you allow yourself to sort of, oh gosh, what word would I use? Extend your faith in terms of how often you can go to the buffet line. You're going to recognize that it's actually much easier to establish kind of like your bargaining rights. I literally see at the buffet line, like there's this little section that has your name on it, like your little plaque, like sort of like, this is my station, this is where I show up. So in English, the more that you just touch base with spirit just throughout your day, it's going to help you anchor in a new cycle, a new phase. That's warranted, because the truth is you've done the work, you've done the homework. So it's really about you, oh gosh, how do I put this in English? Sort of like acquiring a taste for the good life, allowing yourself to receive that which is due you. So it's gonna take a little bit of practice, I would say, just to sort of adjust. But you're going to find in a very short period of time that as you allow yourself to kind of develop that new pronouncement, it's not nearly going to be as complicated as your linear mind wants you to believe. And it's due you. You deserve it. You're entitled. You've already done the homework. So now it's almost like just going and collecting that which is due you. So the more that you just put that into your daily practice, come up with like a little mantra or whatever it is to help you remember, you're going to find that you're in a new cycle. You just haven't anchored it in yet. Do you have questions about that? Let's start with that part.
Yeah, you talked about a new cycle, and my question would be, what would they like me to know about? I feel like August is a month to take massive treaty action. I don't really get into my masculine. What do they want to tell me about that?
Okay, I'm just having a little trouble hearing, so let me tell you the part I did hear. You want to know about 3D and something about masculine, so repeat that for me.
Yeah, sorry, I'm driving. I'll try to speak louder. I feel like August, they're telling me August is the month to take massive 3D action, like finally. It feels good, and I see all these ideas.
Okay.
It can just give me some direction on how to be focused, where to go, how to, what do they want me to know about that action that I
need to be taking? Gotcha. Okay, that makes a lot of sense to me with what I just said, because I feel like you're not going to, I'm going to say it in a negative, but I don't mean it in a negative. You're not going to be able to do it with your current, oh, and I say this with so much love, and please understand we're all mirrors, but you're still a little bit lax, sort of like, okay, I'll be with spirit today. Well, now I'm gonna forget about spirit. So in English, that extra emphasis, that extra oomph is a requirement. So in other words, in order to be able to hear the direction, follow through, have that available authority in like a constant fashion, in a timely momentum. That's exactly why they're making the suggestion that they are, as far as sort of like stepping up your regular approach. And the funny, amazing, beautiful part of that is it's really doable. So you're gonna find just a little bit of work, you got it. All right, so that's the first thing I want to say. Now, the second thing is what I can tell you specifically. So, well, Mom, please, and say your first name one more time, please. Sophia, can you say your name one more time? If you're not able to safely because you're driving, then don't. We will wait. Safety first. All right, I'm going to assume that you can't because you're driving. Oh, maybe I muted you. Hold on, let me try. No, that doesn't work. All right, let me see what I can do without you saying your name again. So one moment, please. Say this, and you can email me later if you want to discuss further, since we're not able to connect right now for whatever reason. But this will be on the recording. My feeling is it's really about anchoring the higher vibration to reduce fear. That's the thing. So when you anchor all that in, you're not going to be worried, busy with the energy of fear, and you're going to have a direct communication. I don't know the specifics because they're not telling it to me, because they don't want your mind to start arguing it away, because they're saying you're still being fickle, and I don't mean that bad in any way, shape, or form, but fickle meaning that you're still like, you're gonna argue it away. That's the reason that you haven't been given that information. So you're not gonna be given that information until you're entitled, which means that you're gonna receive it with full faith. So that's what you're involved in right now. And again, a little is gonna go a long way. It's not gonna take you that long to really walk in faith. I almost wanna say walk in water. And what I mean by that is that's how faith-filled you're gonna be. Now, from that position, your steps are ordered. I mean, it's a done deal. So I hope that helps. Yeah, you're no longer on the call, but the recording is there. And what I'm gonna do is just end the recording.